Joining me now is the editor-at-large of mybroadband.co.za, Jan Vermeulen. Jan, good afternoon. How are you doing today? And thank you so much for joining me.
Good afternoon. It's always a pleasure. No, keeping well, if cold up here in Gauteng. I don't know how things are down there by you guys.
It's warm but cooling down. I think we're expecting some rain tomorrow, but that remains to be seen. Jan, let's get into some of the stories here. But before we get into the stories you sent me on mybroadband.com, disappearing data. I bought a gig of data. I won't say from who. I bought it about a week ago. I promptly received an SMS about 4 days later that 500 megs are gone. Get to work this afternoon. The whole gig is gone, and I hardly use it because I have Wi-Fi at home and I have Wi-Fi at work. So how prominent are these stories of disappearing data in the tech space at the moment?
Yeah, we hear about it every so often, and you know, usually it is something frustrating, but not malicious. So, you know, some update got downloaded in the background because, unfortunately, you know, our phones have become hungrier and hungrier for data over time. It really shouldn't be eating that much data in the background. But maybe there is some app on your phone that's gone rogue. We've seen that actually happen on iPhones. This was a while ago. This was years ago. We saw an app go rogue on iPhone and just chow through people's data. And so this does happen, and trying to figure out exactly what happened does take a bit of time. So the only thing I can recommend is to go look at your most modern phones, whether it's Android or iOS, have some kind of data usage counter. Mm-hmm. And you can then go look at that and see what has consumed the most data for the month. And so since we're only, you know, on the third, it depends on when this happened to you. You can also isolate it by week and stuff. So you can sort of see where the data got consumed. And if there's something, then you can immediately see if there's something fishy. So if you can see, but there, no app used that much data in one go, you know, in the span of 4 days, then we can go, okay, something's gone wrong on this network, and then we can start looking at it. Because we have had that happen too.
Yeah.
You know, the networks don't do it maliciously, but there are bugs that we've discovered in investigations at MyBroadband. This is usually on the LTE networks, which has caused the LTE networks to have get a bit of a bad reputation as eating data, but it's actually implementation bugs on the network side that causes this to happen, and then we report it, and then they generally fix it and help the users who have been affected. So yeah, this does unfortunately happen. Mostly it's apps that have eaten your data in the background, so do check that.
Sure.
In isolated cases, we have identified problems on the networks that cause this to happen, and they fix it very quickly because it's reputationally quite harmful for them.
A story you sent me, we don't have a lot of time, Jan, is and it's something I saw over the weekend, the Virgin Active South Africa hit by the cyber attack. You're covering it on mybroadband.co.za. What has been the latest, and how bad was this particular cyber attack?
Yeah, so I try to get more information out of Virgin Active about this, but they're not being forthcoming. I've heard rumors, which I can't report without verifying them with documents. But yes, the Virgin described it as a highly sophisticated attack, which immediately sets alarm bells ringing. But they are claiming that no personal data was lost, everything is fine, you know, but we've heard stories like that before. Liberty comes to mind, you know, where it's like, don't worry, the effect, you know, the consequences are limited, we've got it in hand, and then, you know, bam, next day the data's on the dark web.
So we'll
keep monitoring, but yes, the frustrating situation, not just for Virgin Active customers, but Virgin Active itself, who's had to recover, who's trying to recover from this. It does look like a ransomware attack. That's the sort of signature I'm getting from this, that they've taken down servers and stuff as a precaution, and that suggests to me that they got hit in some kind of ransomware sure. attack, and so they're shutting down those servers to make sure that there's nothing bad on their network.
Quick one, Jan, the dumping of cheap 2G phones in South Africa becoming a very big problem. Briefly chat us through that before we go to the news.
Sure. Vodacom is upset at other retailers bringing 2G only devices into the country. Vodacom says it's desperately looking for a gap to switch off its 2G voice network so that it can reuse that spectrum for 4G and 5G services. But it can't because its 2G network remains in wide use by people who don't have 3G and 4G devices. And so it's actually calling for regulation to prevent the sale of 2G-only devices in the country and help from South Africa's regulator, ICASA, to allow the networks to shut down their 2G networks, migrate folks onto 4G, so they can reuse that spectrum. They're punting their Vodacom Vibe 4G device as a cheap alternative, that runs on 4G, but it's a cheap 280 Rand device. The information, the feedback I've received from consumers who are, on 2G and they don't really have a use for smartphones is that they can't find devices like the Vodacom Vibe 4G. They're all out of stock. And I think the chip shortage is not going to make it easier sure. to get your hands on these devices yeah. if you need them.
Jan, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for always joining us here at Cape Talk. Jan Vermeulen is the editor-at-large of mybroadband.co.za. Go and check out their stories. Very, very interesting stories.